camping trip gone wrong.
At last we've arrived at the campsite, Ben said. He helped his sister out of the car and into the wheelchair. This will be a great camping weekend, he shouted in excitement. Ben and Trish had been looking forward to this camping trip for weeks. It was a sunny day and the birds were singing. Ben and Trish took their bags and went into the wood. Are there any rules we have to follow? Trish asked. No, said Ben. It's just a wood. What can go wrong? A few minutes later, Ben stopped. Look at that big tree. Let's put up our tent here, he suggested. Good idea, Trish answered. That way, it won't be hot in the tent when the sun is shining. After putting up the tent, Ben and Trish felt hungry. They decided to cook some soup. Oh, no, Trish said. I forgot to bring some water. Don't worry, Ben said. Just stay here and I'll get some from the river. When Ben came back from the river, thick clouds were covering the sky. I think it's going to rain soon, Trish said. You're right, Ben answered. Let's cook the soup in the tent so we won't get wet when it starts to rain. They left their bags outside and went inside the tent. There, they turned on the gas cooker and started to make the soup. When Trish turned her wheelchair around to get the salt from one of the bags, she knocked over the cooker and the tent caught fire. Oh, no! Ben shouted, let's get out of here! When they got outside, they saw a big bear that was searching their bags for food. He had already found a loaf of bread and a big chunk of cheese. Run! Trish shouted in panic, and they went back to the car as quickly as they could. When they got inside the car, they saw an information board with safety rules. There are no rules, Trish said, with a sour look on her face. What can go wrong?